What it do is another episode of the Lit, Loud, and the Lazy. It's your boy, Fat Moses, and the co-host here, Uncle Al and the Bald Bastard. You already know how I get down.
Dude.
Yo, like Uncle Al?
Ain't no gangster shit.
Like the 90s where Uncle Luke and them?
Yeah, it's not the same.
But Uncle
His
Al,
name was Uncle Luke Skywalker. It was like a whole thing. He wasn't just Uncle Luke at the time, bro. He had a whole first name, last name, middle name, bro.
Yeah, man. Uncle Al, a.k.a. the Boeing Bachelor, man. So, what's up with y'all boys? How y'all boys been?
Nah, man. Steady week. Cool. Ain't really nothing happened. Been chilling, relaxing. Ain't that much news been popping up either.
Right? You been out from school, so you just enjoying your time off,
enjoying
right?
Enjoying my time, bro. Decorating the crib, taking my dog, training him a little bit more.
Where do you decorate?
Well, my room, bro. Y'all ain't see it. My room, bro. I cleaned up. Fuck you. But I cleaned up. Changed the room up. You know what I'm saying? You ain't see the plants in the front, bro?
In the front of your house?
Yeah, I put some plants out there,
bro. I ain't see it. My bad. I'm going to check them out on my way out, bro.
I cut the grass.
I'm gonna check them out. I got you, bro. I appreciate you.
Bro.
Yeah, you know, this weekend is me and my girl anniversary, so you know we're gonna go, we're gonna do some lovey dovey shit, you know. All
right, cool, bro.
And you know, yeah, that's it. What about you?
Nah,
I'm gonna say that for later.
That's a big thing. That is
a big thing.
Congratulations, black love.
How many years, bro?
Don't say that again. Don't repeat that. But yeah, black love.
What about you, bald bastard?
Wait, how many years, bro?
How many years? Yeah. Shit, 4 years, my man. Yeah,
4 years. Go ahead, big it up, man.
Let the listeners know.
That's what I'm saying, big it up.
Yeah, I'm the longest relationship at this table right now.
Yeah, to be honest.
My boy, catch up, man.
Unless you count my relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? Like, this thing just ignoring me and God, bro. But, you know, yeah, other than that, yeah, you the longest.
What's up with you, Prince, man?
All right, so yesterday was my girlfriend's birthday.
Mrs. Ball Bastard.
Ife.
Don't.
Miss Baldy Locks.
Miss Baldy Locks.
I don't know which one I'm more mad at.
But, you only mad when you get Baldy Locks Jr.
That's lit. Okay. that's lit. But.
All right, so how was that? How'd you celebrate?
So I had the homies, right? Or the homies that could fit inside the WhatsApp room.
Which is everybody could fit in the WhatsApp room. But yeah,
only 8 people.
Oh, for real? Oh, I ain't know that.
That's why no girl couldn't get on?
Nah, she
dang.
Was crazy.
You ain't trying to intersect your lives.
Six of us.
You ain't trying to intersect your lives. I see you, big pimp.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so we had a video call. I sent her a little surprise. I got her like a portrait done. She got some cake. She got a saxophonist. Well, I got her the saxophonist. And then...
That's what they call saxophonist? Go ahead.
I think so.
All right, cool.
You know, I'm not a jazz band musician.
Person.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Jazz band.
Yeah. Connoisseur.
So, she got that. And then... Yeah, that was pretty much it. Oh, she
That's
got
dope.
Cake.
That's dope.
My dog, a romantic-ass nigga, bro.
We was all on WhatsApp supporting him. Mm-hmm. And it was great to see... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It's dope, man.
Prince has come a long way when it comes to women. You feel me?
Prince. So, because boy.
Has come a long way.
He don't claim nobody.
Right. And now he's super claiming. Had 7-8 people on the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It was nice to see. Nice to be a part of that. So cool. Congratulations to both of y'all for the anniversary and the birthday. I'm over here living like a wild boy. I feel like a heathen. But.
Bro, it's all right, bro. We single, bro. That's what you supposed to do.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
As long as I'm not the heathen now.
I ain't gonna lie. 4 years. If I become single after this, I'm gonna be a slut, like the biggest slut.
Yeah, for like,
bigger than Pop Smoke.
That's not
slut.
Gonna happen though.
Bro, you God forbid, right?
Yes, you gonna be magic, bro.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna be magic. Fuck you.
I'm dead.
I'm be magic with a box of condoms.
I'm dead. That day wouldn't be magic.
Definitely wouldn't be magic.
All right, so let's get started. Schools is opening back up.
Yo, easiest job in the world.
How do y'all feel about it?
Bro, I ain't
easiest
gonna lie to you.
Easiest job in the world.
Yeah, look, okay, think about it. Think
Which
about it, right?
Part?
Think about it. Think about it. Except for the teachers. Nah, because TJ making this shit look like cakewalk.
Niggas said fuck all part-timers.
Bruh. Bruh. No cap. What's security coming there for?
Shit. To secure the premises, bruh.
Mandatory, you got to be there.
Damn, I want to say a joke, but I can't say it.
What they do Friday. What kids going to be watching? I want to go for the kids. Unless TJ stumping, which
easiest
is like...
job in the world.
Which is like once in a blue moon.
And you get the cart.
That's why, you know, you got to get a... essential but non-essential job, like school employee,
because a full-time school employee. Because I heard they still ain't hit up no part-timers.
What's part-time positions? I think like lunch ladies and stuff like that.
Lunch. I think some lunch ladies are full-time. Maybe like two, and then the rest are part-time. So I don't know what they doing for work. I'm very interested to see what all the part-time people do for work while they're not working at the school. I'm still interested in finding out like how the school really runs, because I feel like they didn't give a lot of information about it.
Yeah, not much. They're still like even my clients are telling them, they don't know. Like my supervisor who has children in school don't know. Like and school starts next week.
Yeah,
next week Wednesday. Yeah. Well, for us next week Wednesday, Broward County.
So we'll see. We'll see how it go. But I'm interested in it. How do y'all think it's gonna go with the kids virtually? You think it's gonna be a hot mess?
Bruh, it's gonna be a hot fucking mess. Cause I see some shit. A nigga was smoking a whole backwood in the camera.
What age? What age was this?
His older brother was in the background.
Okay.
And he told the teacher, bitch, I graduated. Wow. He was lighting that bitch up like Lil Wayne in the studio, bruh.
We gonna see how this goes. That's not a good sign.
I see kids make their Zoom profile pictures. Don't hold the gun.
Bitch, I graduated with the title, nigga. Alright, so.
Yeah, just had them holding guns as they Zoom profile pictures for class. What else I see? Niggas talking shit to each other.
Nah, the funniest thing was that.
You ever seen a class fight virtually?
Nah. That's funny. The thing at my school, when I did work at the school last year, the thing that was hilarious was that kids used the message boards to set up Fortnite runs and Warzone runs. Mm-hmm. And they kept getting in trouble for that. Like during tests, they supposed to use it to ask questions and shit. Yeah. And they were using it to set up Warzone and Fortnite.
Hilarious.
Alright, so I'm still interested to see how it's gonna go down.
My school accommodate, you know, kids, teachers could bring their kids, staff members could bring their kids. So
During the whole pandemic.
Yeah, so because a lot of kids are gonna be home virtually learning, so teachers could bring their kids to school, free Wi-Fi. Really can't complain much. It's just if you're a school staff member child, you're basically going back to school because
they're gonna be with you the whole day, or
they'll be with us. Well, me is different.
Yeah.
So, but teachers, they're gonna be with them though.
Okay, cool. Alright, let's see. I mean, that doesn't sound like that bad of a plan, especially for teachers, since they might not be able to find anybody to watch their kids. Mm-hmm. That sounds perfect, actually. So let's see. So besides schools opening up. I know y'all heard about the corona vaccines and the chip that they're looking to push. I saw one report that was saying that corona vaccines, if you don't get it, you could be fined. How do y'all feel about these vaccines or these chips? Are you down to do any of them?
Hell nah. You know, I'm a strong believer in the word, mark of the beast. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how true it is, but I ain't taking my chances. I'm keeping 100 right there.
Okay, so what if they say you can't work? Unless you get this vaccine, what you gonna do?
Fraud.
Okay. Okay, Prince, what about you?
I'm gonna wait, like, you know, a couple of months. I'm gonna hold out as long as possible before I actually take the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm not trying to take any vaccine that they came up with in 6 months, 7 months. I'm completely okay on that. China didn't need no vaccine for their numbers to go down. Italy didn't need a vaccine for their numbers to go down. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to take.
Yeah, pushing the vaccine. I just felt like, you know, I felt like the state should have took precautions like how everybody else did. Mm-hmm. But because everybody want to make America look amazing than everybody else, our rates is going up like crazy, especially Florida. I think Florida and Texas shit high.
I mean,
and California.
I dropped my sister off at the beach last week, and the beach was flooded with people. Yeah, flooded with cars.
You know what I'm saying? And China and Italy, they did a complete lockdown till all like cases was gone. And you gotta understand that we ain't do that at all.
Yeah.
So Walmart and Publix and Target was still open. Like niggas could survive without that shit.
Yeah.
I think, but the thing with me that's confusing is, like, I feel like that time period where everybody was away from school and the world, like, did try to shut down, I feel like that period our number should have dropped, but they didn't. They still
closed. Yeah, because they kept everything open. Yeah, you closed the clubs,
bro,
but
they had ice cream shops as essential shops, bro. Like, essential jobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, Baskin Robbins, bro.
That's what I'm talking about. Those are not essentially essential jobs.
Yeah.
And places like Walmart should have been open for, like, an hour or two. And then close.
It would be crazy for that hour or two.
Yeah,
you're right, but
you get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Because now you wait in the big lines, you get inside the store, it's packed. There's a lot more people than you expect to see inside the store.
And then when you get in, you're like, hey, I'm only trying to do this one time. Yeah. And I ain't trying to go no more.
Right. That's why I've been trying to look up farmers markets and whatnot. Because when you go to farmers markets, there'd be like 10 people in there.
Duh, because nobody wants to spend that money.
Right.
I go to Whole Foods, I ain't going to see nobody there. But the white people.
You're right.
My white tees friends.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? My Karens.
So, Prince, as a potential teacher next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Do you think that the kids should get vaccines? And how are you feeling about this whole school situation overall? Like, will you as a teacher feel safe if the kids don't have vaccines?
Any or constitutional right to deny stuff like that?
I think so. I mean, people deny vaccines. People deny vaccines on the regular.
The flu, swine flu, and other types of vaccines, right?
Yeah.
So why?
But I don't think this would be a mandated vaccine. I think this would just be an additional vaccine. So I think we should have the right. I don't get why they would fine us, especially if they only gave us 1,200 during the vaccine. Yeah. I don't know where they expect us to get the money from if niggas ain't got no jobs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But so
I'll take that fine.
I take that fine. Into the jail time.
I don't know about the jail time, but
he said jail time too.
I take the fine, kid.
I can literally.
I probably got pressure in jail. I'm not gonna lie.
They not gonna find me in Nigeria.
They will not let you go to Nigeria.
You think?
I know.
Who's gonna stop me?
The airlines. Can you go to Nigeria right now?
Nah.
You see what I'm saying? The airlines, but can they stop a boat, nigga? This is why you need to be from an island.
Nigga, who are you talking about?
All I need is a door to get to Haiti.
Man, Cuba,
and a paddle.
Cuba right there too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You feel me?
Cuba is right there. Haiti is not.
You can swim to Cuba.
Yeah, that's why they had the wet foot, dry foot.
I'm crying. Don't do that. They can you do that with Haitians too.
But Cuba can let me
swim
to Cuba.
Like
you're a good swimmer.
Yeah,
like,
you're a fantastic one.
Yeah, like Mike Phelps.
You're better.
Could do that shit for free all day.
Okay, cool. But you ain't answered the question. So do you feel like kids should?
I mean, I think a certain amount should do it. Like, if you want to take it, take it. I ain't going to tell you what you should or should not do.
Okay.
But me, I'm not going to feel safe in the classroom for, like, next several years.
Yeah, but my final thought is, like, the testing and everything is so inaccurate. So how you know you created an accurate vaccine?
Right, and another thing is that the death rate is so low on this.
Yeah, that too.
Why are you creating a vaccine for this? It just seems...
Yeah, because flu is taking niggas out.
Right, and there's no vaccine for that. So I don't get why.
Flu is legit.
It's been six months, and y'all niggas... Or 6-7 months, and y'all niggas trying to push a vaccine on us. It just seemed a little fishy.
It's like, when it comes to COVID, it's how it's spread, how it's like what it affects, because some people get like long-term damage just for like long-term lung damage just from having it. It can speed up death. That's why all COVID things are everything. If you have COVID, you're marked as a COVID death because it's related to heart problems. Like just having that pre-existing condition, COVID, it's like HIV essentially. Like HIV of airborne motherfucking diseases. Like it by itself, it's nothing, but in combination
with the other stuff is what gets you killed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
That's why, like, people with pre-existing conditions are more susceptible.
Successful.
There we go.
Yeah, susceptible.
That shit will whoop your ass, bro.
You made it. Good job. That degree. Yeah. I see you, Prince.
My final thought on...
your final thought was 2 minutes ago.
It don't matter. Yeah,
bro. No, my complete final thought on the whole coronavirus and school situation as a campus monitor, right?
You feel me?
Who's that of a campus monitor?
This campus monitor puts you on your ass, okay?
Who's
I will put you on your ass.
Yeah, like, I don't gotta
it's a middle school.
Hey, wait,
it's scared of adults automatically.
Yeah.
Like 90% of them.
You ever went to Barrymore?
No.
Okay. If you see fights at Miramar, niggas was running when they seen security coming.
Because
security was putting you on your ass.
You know what school you went to. The security guards was
we
chill.
Didn't respect them niggas.
You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying.
That was Somerset.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to see the security at the West. They all the football coaches, nigga. They will kick your ass.
Yeah. I would go to Somerset and be like, yo, this shit is a walk in the park.
Nah. I told you, yo, this one jit. Beat up the head security guard. Like,
and Somerset?
He got fired, right?
No, I don't think he got fired.
I ain't gonna lie. I would have quit.
He needs to get fired.
Or get fired because everybody's gonna try him at that point.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest moments because literally, it was like in between my lunch period. It's in between the first lunch and my lunch. So my fuck ass teacher ain't let us out. And, like, I will never forget this. I'm like, yo, this nigga's always bullshitting, right? I hated this nigga. Always bullshitting. I'm walking back. I see people running. They're like, yo, what happened? Hey, this nigga is so-and-so beat up. I can't remember this nigga's name. Hunsinger. I was like, wait, pause.
His name was Hunsinger?
Yeah, he was a big fat nigga.
I know I went to a white school because all my security guards was old white ladies and one fat white man.
Yeah,
and that nigga wanted to get off the cart, bro. All you had to do was go upstairs and
yo, this nigga, yo, this nigga who got beat up.
All you had to do was go upstairs.
Set in the cart, bro.
All right, you better go to class.
Good job, job easy, job too easy. But
chilling.
Back to what I was saying, got deeply off track. But back to what I was saying was. The only thing is...
He a cap is part of the ass. I ain't gonna lie.
Shut up.
Who, you?
Shut up. But finish your thought,
bro. I will body any kid that tries to swing at me. No cap.
Self-defense.
Finish your thought.
I will body any kid.
You can't say this and then say self-defense, bro.
And be self-defense.
You can't. This is premeditated.
You swing at me.
This is
I gotta protect myself.
No, that's not how it works, bro. That's like saying I'll cap a nigga, right? Like, once you say that, you can't say, yo, this is self-defense.
It's self-defense.
Premeditated now.
When's the nigga trying to split me?
My jit. Nigga. It's not, you can't say it.
And daddy can beat these hands too. You can't fight the jit and not fight the dad.
You gonna hit his podcast in a loop at your court trial. Yeah. So he said, I will put him on his ass. Yeah. I will be in jail.
Yeah. You gonna catch his Popeye's two-piece real quick.
Speaking of Popeye's two-piece. I'm playing.
Alright.
T-Mobile Tuesday.
My thing. Hey, you got that shit?
Of course.
That shit was fire.
Bro, day one.
That shit was free.
I was all swole, kid.
Nah, I ain't getting this day up.
Nigga, you know where that Popeye's is in Miami Gardens?
Yeah.
Oh, in Carroll City? By the sex shop?
Yeah.
Bruh, stop traffic.
Wait, there's a sex shop there?
Yeah, nigga, it's right next to it. Right next to it.
Right next to it.
Sexporium or whatever?
Right next to it.
I forgot.
Bruh.
That line
stop traffic. You gotta see how little this line is.
Bruh,
and how big of a street
it was. Literally a free sandwich in a two-piece. Biscuit and drink, you only had to pay for it.
Nigga. When you see the line, and then you see the pickup line, the online order line, I was so happy for technology. It's how I be when I go to Sam's Club, and I see niggas in line versus when I used to
app. What the fuck is you doing?
I don't care. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. But
let me finish what I was going to say. Because
Finish, finish.
They going to talk about black fucking chicken and shit.
This is like, the tightest hat I've ever seen, bro.
With his hat?
Yeah.
Bro, I put it on tight, bro.
You told this nigga hurry up and take
it. That's what I'm saying, bro. All
right, go.
Bro, I put it on tight, bro.
My bad, go ahead.
Bro, all right. Treat like a Scully, bro. All right. My only concern was, you know, when kids wear a mask in school, kids could, like, really, like, sneak in any school they want now.
Yeah.
Can they wear a mask the whole day? Like, Mary Marty used to do that, just walk in school like a regular-ass motherfucker with no mask on. Now, it's, like, 10 times worse.
Yeah. So, but there's not going to be any kids on campus anyway.
Yeah, but when Cammy's open back up, yeah. You gotta still think of that fact that
niggas gonna come with their girlfriends.
Speaking of
18-year-old niggas gonna come in that look older than 18.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I see an older 18 nigga at a middle school gonna body his ass too. Like, what the fuck you doing, bro?
We gonna have the full grays on his beard, bro.
But yeah, talking about school. Let's talk about the NCAA. Moving all these sports.
That was a nice little segue. Go ahead.
That's something I did, bro.
That was good.
I know it was good because I do this.
That was good.
But like I was saying, bro, they moving all these sports to the spring.
They're postponing it until the spring, but it's not official. I don't think the spring is going to work. I don't think they could do spring and then go right into a fall season.
I don't think they could do spring and people is planning on getting drafted. Starting in NFL or NBA or whatever careers.
We'll have to see how it goes.
And, you know, there's some athletes that was planning on graduating in the fall, but now they got to, like, probably postpone it so they can have the final season to see if they can get drafted or not. So, them doing that, they got to consider the combines and the drafts and all that. They got to consider all that. And since basketball, the biggest part of college basketball is in spring, March Madness, that kind of works, but you got to still see, like, you'll have football and basketball, two of the main biggest things in college sports right now, playing at the same time.
I can't see football being played right now, I'm not going to lie. I can see basketball being played, especially if they stick to their conferences, especially, like, since in basketball, their conferences seem to be much closer together. In football, I can't imagine how they're going to make that work, even if they do a spring season. I saw a lot of theories of people, if the XFL comes back, like college players going into the XFL system to try to prepare for the draft. I don't know what they're going to do as far as football, just because it seems like they haven't taken any precautions so far. You saw a lot of support for the players tweeting that they want to play, but there hasn't really been any suggestions of how they can make that happen.
But we all know why they want to play.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not want to play just because it's fun. It's playing because this thing is livelihood.
But I want to use that to segue into, all right, so Florida schools, FHSAA, today they announced that Florida sports are on August 24th. So everybody can start practicing August 24th for their season. So all high school sports. And they already announced that playoffs are still on in the winter. So in December.
All right. So the thing about high school is not football. Okay. Football, any level. We're talking about like Optimus, high school, collegiate, D1, D2, D, you know what I'm saying? And NFL. You got to understand that roster is a lot of people. And football rosters is like, it go up to 100 people sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I just know in high school football, when they reach the playoff time, they got to cut a certain amount of people off, and then they will have like a final playoff roster. So,
and I think the playoff roster is large. Like, it might be like 65 to 75
people. Yeah, it still be a lot of people on the playoff roster. So the thing about football is, and then especially high school, is these kids going home, so you can't really like keep them in one spot. So you
and nobody's gonna be in school, so they all coming from home.
Yeah, they all coming from home, and they be home doing God know what. So you know they could come and affect a lot of kids. On top of that, you know they kids. We all was kids. We all really didn't stress anything around the time. So y'all gotta put that in factor too. So we know once a kid find out he had it, and everybody start pointing fingers.
Right. You know and can you imagine, like, niggas talking shit, and niggas start coughing on you all of a sudden? Like, you know how hot I'm gonna be, bruh? When niggas start spitting at you with some shit, bruh? Talking about some, now you got this shit or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
So it's just like, I don't know how they gonna
do it. Just do that now.
Yeah, but now they have a disease, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas play with HIV because,
you know. No, like, wait, weren't you telling us? No. Someone was telling me that.
But if a nigga cough on me talking about now you got COVID, then I'm beating your ass. So, do y'all think it's cool that Florida high school sports are on to play, but NCAA is pushing it back? Do you think all sports should take a break?
I think right now all sports should take a break because I know our race is high. Just give it some time to see if it dummy down or not. Basketball, but this is what I'm just trying to say. Basketball is easier because it's only 12 kids.
Right.
12 kids. Yeah. You got start, bench, and the two niggas that don't ever see the court, but they there. You know what I'm saying? So, them niggas, you know what I'm saying? It's easier to operate, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not a lot of people. But, like, sports where it takes up a large amount of kids.
Yeah.
Those the ones that really have to push back.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, niggas was even catching it playing tennis. So, like, I feel like if you catch it playing tennis.
Tennis is a two-man sport, bro.
Two people 90 feet away.
Yeah.
Like, well, what you expect football to be?
Yeah, like, and soccer, too. Soccer is one. Nigga, baseball. Soccer is a large.
I'm still on baseball. I'm confused about that.
Yeah, baseball, man, niggas catching it. So, like.
It's literally, like, two football fields apart from each other.
So yeah, they still not safe. So I don't know why Florida made that decision, especially when they decided to close schools. I don't know why those two organizations are not on the same page. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I find it confusing. But let's go from a sport doing it in a confusing manner to a sport doing it in a great manner. The NBA, the bubble, the regular season has officially finished. I think they have a play-in game left for the last playoff spot between the Grizzlies and Portland Trail Blazers.
Trailblazers got it, but you know.
I hope so, but Damian Lillard is putting his heart and soul into every game, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So
but
he might be exhausted soon.
That's Dame Dollars, man. Yeah, you know. All
right, so have y'all been keeping up to date on the NBA?
Yeah.
Psych.
Okay, so yeah. Prince has not, of course, but that's fine. I got something interesting about this topic that you might like.
Devin Booker been balling.
Devin Booker has been balling. The whole Suns have been balling, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
But Devin Booker especially.
Yo.
Probably MVP of the bubble if it's not Damian Lillard.
Shoot, MVP of the whole Suns franchise because, damn, niggas ain't been balling on the Suns.
I think they said this is the first. When he won three games, I think they said this is the first three-game win streak of his life.
Yeah.
And they were, or of his professional career. Mm-hmm. And now he went on to win eight straight. So, good for them. Looking hopeful in the future. Hopefully, they continues. Is there any team that stood out to you, Shaq? Is there any team that you're not impressed with?
Shoot, I ain't gonna lie. You know what kind of stood out to me a little bit? Bobo. Major, he has some major improvements. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm still mad that he gave him away, but yeah.
Bruh, it's Florida.
Yeah, I'm still mad.
Florida, South Florida teams do dumb decisions. I'm just gonna keep it like that. I'm just leave it straight like that because y'all do not want me to talk about the Dolphins.
We don't. I don't even want you to put the Heat next to the Dolphins.
Bruh, but yeah, Bobo been really balling.
Cool.
And the Canupo, he been a real savage lately too.
Headbutting niggas.
Headbutting the fuck out of niggas with an African head, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Yeah,
you said damn, cause you know that shit hurts.
Yeah. We'll see, man. I'm very interested. The Lakers don't look that good to me. Come right back.
All right, we had to take a short break. We got our boy Killer K with us now.
Yo.
So we stopped off at Boney Papa, or Boney Bachelor, whatever you want to call Uncle Al, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, pick a name. You can't keep saying whatever you want to pick. Pick a name,
bro. Yeah, that's what you call himself, bro.
That's my Snapchat name, nigga.
Hey, my bad for being late, man. I had to get my body right, man. I had to get that workout in.
Yeah, man. But Al, you was talking about the Lakers when you last cut off.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not really the biggest fan of the Lakers right now.
But it's LeBron.
Yeah, it is LeBron. Either, they team.
I still got the Clippers.
But it's LeBron. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. If Lakers get beat, bro, I'd be so happy. Because them niggas
too hype.
You
been hating on LeBron for a while, bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's for LeBron, bro.
I'm dead.
Why, man?
Bro, I don't know why, bro. I just don't. I don't believe in the hype sometimes, bro.
I feel you. I used to be like that too, but I fuck with LeBron now, but.
I wasn't a KD. I ain't like KD either, to be honest. If I had to pick, I would pick KD over LeBron.
One of the things that was interesting with this bubble is like it really showed off a lot of potential, except for Memphis. Memphis been playing like trash, but it really showed a lot of potential for all the up and coming teams like Dallas and Nuggets and
Trailblazers
sort of old as hell, but yeah, Phoenix Trailblazers, Suns. Phoenix Suns.
That's crazy. They went undefeated. Still
not gonna make nothing. The Spurs finally won't be in the playoffs since like my whole life.
About damn time.
Yeah. So they're not making it. Okay, so another cool thing was Damian Lillard dropped 61. Right? But I thought what was dope about that was the day after he dropped 61, he made all his shoes on Adidas website $61.
Fire.
Which I thought was dope as hell.
You ain't cop? You cop?
Bro, everything was either 7, 8, or 18, 19. It was like no in between on sizes. I hell ain't get no pair. And them shoes is hideous. Like, but I'm still happy that, you know, it's still cool that he did it.
Yeah, I just got him to hoop in.
Yeah,
that's dope.
The Pusha T
dope.
Joint though was kind of fire though.
Yeah, and all they had was a size 3 in there. I'm like, I didn't even know they make that in men.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so I kind of cop nothing.
That's dope. That reminds me when Katie's shoes would be that price.
Man, it's $75. Be like $90, bro.
Yeah,
it's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, and used to come out with custom ass shoes for $90.
Yeah, but them fours killed it, bro.
Oh, they like, bringing the Kobe's back next? I think next week or a week or a couple weeks? From, no, next week.
Okay, cool.
They bringing back like three or four different Kobe's.
The notepad. All right, so let's move on from the NBA to the NFL. All right, so
we spoke about earlier.
We spoke about football earlier. This is now our dumbass of the week section, where we're going to talk about, I don't know how to say this young man's name. He probably younger than me, but Kamal Silverland. I think he played for the Seahawks, right?
Used to
play for the Seahawks. Got cut after trying to sneak a girl into the team's hotel.
Her was a white girl, too.
A white girl.
And they said she was like Wes Welker.
I'm crying. In Seahawks gear. He tried to get in the hotel in that gear.
That's the funniest part. He tried to put her in Seahawks.
And now his NFL career might be over.
Over some white pussy.
Yeah. I mean, ain't it always over some white pussy? If you lose your career,
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Some white ass pussy.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I always
look at Lamar Odom, bro.
I always told my little brothers they would get famous in any sport or anything, bro. Like, please don't choose a white girl, especially sports.
You think Matthew gonna listen?
Matthew likes Spanish bitches. That's okay, kind of scary. Yeah.
That is kind of scary.
They gonna burn him.
Burning.
They gonna burn their head. You gonna burn his whole curb down.
Spanish was like a fight.
Down like Lisa Left Eye.
Was she Spanish?
Yeah, hella Spanish.
She was hella Spanish.
So yeah, Dumbass of the Week award goes to this man. Hopefully, you know, he bounced back. Hopefully the pussy was worth it, to be honest. Nah, speaking of pussy,
worth $1 million,
y'all think this nigga was getting some wop from the white girl?
Oh. Carolyn, whatever his name was.
Whatever, Kamal.
I mean, I don't think he got it that night. He probably had it before.
I feel like he got it that night, to be honest. He had to go out with a bang. I feel like they came in the room the next day.
Yeah, literally.
If you're going to go out like that. Oh, yeah. And another football news. The nigga that got arrested out here in Miramar.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
He got charged. I don't even know what the charges were, but I heard he's facing like 10 to life or some shit like that.
What?
And he got cut as well, right?
I don't know if he got cut yet, but
okay. I think the two cuts I saw was him getting cut and then the dude on the Washington football team got cut.
No, he didn't get cut. He's still on the Seahawks.
Who? No, I'm talking about the guys. Yes, guys.
Oh yeah, his ass definitely got cut.
Yeah, so I didn't see too much what happened with him. But I know it was like sexual assault.
Yeah, it says strangulation or some shit.
Oh damn. Okay.
Damn, bro, pussy ain't that serious.
I'm dead.
It's not, bro. Especially when you got money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, especially when you play for Washington. You know what I'm saying? You really got nothing to do but get pussy.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas suck. Yeah. All right. Is there any news in the baseball world?
Niggas that still got COVID.
Yeah, the Cardinals. I think they're coming back now from the COVID. They missed like a whole week because of COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All right. We're going to fast forward right through that because we don't give a fuck about baseball. Huh. All right. Let's talk about music. So, what do y'all want to talk about first? We got Cardi B and Meg. We have Drake. We have all the albums that dropped. I don't know if y'all listened to any.
The video was fire.
The Drake video was fire.
Oh, the WAP video was fire.
I watched it on mute. Yes, that was fire too.
You watched it on mute?
When
I first saw the song.
The video was clean.
I didn't even pay attention to the song.
No, you think I muted it because of the words? I just didn't want to hear that shit. I just want to see the ass. You don't be watching girls' videos on mute.
No.
You be listening to them?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why. I agree with Shaq. Like, why? What is you?
Y'all listen to...
I don't watch videos.
I fuck with female rap. So.
Bro, if I come in a room and see WAP playing on mute, I'm going to think you beat your meat.
I don't even think I'll beat my meat to it on
bruh,
mute.
Bro, I don't know what you're doing,
but I'm definitely not listening to it. So. I'm not watching the video for the song.
On mute?
I'm not watching the video for the song.
That means you're listening for footsteps.
You know what mute is?
No sound. No, you listen to somebody coming
I'm
in the room.
I'm looking for the ass, nigga.
Bro, if you watch...
No, that means I don't want to hear the song.
Bro, that don't mean shit, bro.
Y'all listen to... y'all listen to female rappers? This is going to sound bad. Y'all listen to female rappers?
I do.
Yeah. All of them?
I do, yeah.
All of them.
Not all of them. Most of them.
Meg and Cardi.
I listen to Meg. I listen to Cardi. I'm not listening to them both on one song. Talking about where that's pussy.
It said Wayne Gushy on the video.
I could watch that on mute. I'm good.
Bro, if I walk in... If I walk like, yo, Al was good. And I see... WAP playing on you and you laying down in your bed or your couch in front of your TV, I'm just gonna lock the door because I ain't going gonna evaluate any lore.
Nah, bruh. That's hilarious though. But nah, bruh. I hella watch all the videos on you.
But the video dope. It was really multicultural. If y'all missed that part.
That's how you wanna what was it multicultural with?
Bruh, when the it was one in each room.
I watched it on mute, bruh. I don't know.
When that part didn't need no sound.
All I saw was Megan do a split.
Bruh, that part I'm talking about had need that's no true. Sound.
You sure?
Yes.
Maybe I need to hear the door.
You got the Kardashian walking.
You'll see that.
Then you had Sukiyana, which portrays a black girl. There was another black girl. Then there was an Indian girl.
Didn't see that. Megan do a split.
Normani was in there.
I saw Normani.
I think she did a split.
And
too.
I saw Cardi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there for the splits.
Bro, it was very multicultural.
I do sound like I beat my meat. I do sound, alright, whatever. I take it back. I listen to female rappers. I'll go back. I'll love you that shit.
But yeah,
female rappers be fired, man.
Yeah. Nah, gee, I still listen to Flo Billy's album.
I ain't listen to Flo Billy at all.
I listen to female rappers, but I just listen. Speaking of, do y'all care about the freshman list, XXL?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either.
I ain't care about it since, but I think, like, A Boogie.
I will say, damn. Okay, but I will say that they always put me on to somebody. And Chica is a girl that was on the XXL list. You're a black girl.
I seen a clip of her rapping.
Yeah, she could rap. I listened to her album yesterday.
They didn't listen to that. I ain't going to lie.
She got a song called Crown. That shit fire.
Crown,
yeah, shit fire.
Man, never listen to that.
But yeah, so give it a try.
Man, Rod Wave came out with a deluxe edition for his album.
Okay, go ahead. Most sad songs, or he spitting.
But it's like mostly sad, bro. Sad is his thing, bro. I gotta understand that.
You're right,
that's emotional
rap. Yeah, bro. I gotta give him that, bro. You know, 2040, we gonna be like walking in our kid's room and he blasting this shit and be like, yo, what you know about that Rod? You know what I'm saying?
Alright, so
that's exactly who's gonna be having.
Don't say that to a kid.
Rod Wave.
Okay.
Rod Wave.
What have you been listening to? Burna Boy drop.
Oh yeah.
That dropped. You literally just told me it dropped today.
It literally just dropped at midnight. Literally.
Oh, for real? Burna Boy lit.
Yeah.
He got T-Pain.
I was looking for Ty Dolla Sign, bro.
Burna Boy.
I actually might have heard that T-Pain song.
Bro, Burna Boy is y'all T-Pain. I ain't saying he T-Pain.
Oh, yeah. He has a song with T-Pain.
I don't know if he's y'all.
He's Africa's T-Pain.
Wouldn't he be more like their Future or something?
Nah. T-Pain.
Why T-Pain?
Because he's singing on everything, bro.
Oh yeah,
he legit sing on everything. Huh? Oh,
okay, whatever.
That's I always do Chris Brown because he don't sound
Chris
happy
Brown,
like
Chris Brown. They just be throwing that nigga with artists, bro.
Yeah,
I saw him on Lil Mosey album. Like, what the fuck he doing with Lil Mosey,
bro? But his artists just be bangers.
You right? But what the fuck he doing with Lil Mosey?
You right? Hey, Blueberry Faygo Fado.
Fire.
Blueberry Faygo
Fire. Don't know one. Yeah. Don't know one word to Blueberry Faygo other than the chorus, but fire. Fire, nigga.
That's on fire. I ain't gonna listen
to it. Fire, nigga. That's don't on know fire. One word fire. Of the lyrics. All right, so y'all want to talk about the Drake video? Since that shit was fire?
Yeah, that shit was fire.
That shit was dumb fire. That Benz was fire.
That Benz was fire.
Everything was fire.
That shit was hard as fuck.
All right, so
the best part is when he got hit.
That what?
That route that he ran.
Yeah. Do y'all think these niggas need to flex this hard on us? The whole video was one big flex.
It was.
But his athleticism wasn't that flex.
You're right.
Drake athleticism wasn't a flex at all.
Not at all.
I ain't gonna lie.
Not at all.
Him D'ing up KD was like.
I mean, we would all look like that, D'ing up KD, though.
Nah, I'm gonna body KD.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm gonna try my hardest.
I'm pretty sure KD weigh as much as you.
I would try. Hey, I would look better than Drake.
Possibly, yeah. Very possible.
That route, too. right. I'm gonna practice a couple rounds before they put it on camera.
Did you actually, anybody here actually like the song, or did they just like the video more so?
No, I like the video more than the song.
Yeah, I thought it was a great visual.
Yeah, bro, the cool. Video, yeah, the song.
Shout out to Lil Durk.
Yeah, Lil Durk could have put a way better verse on that, but it was still good.
You know, man, that song was gonna be one of them songs they play at award ceremonies and shit.
Yeah, just off the beat alone.
Yeah, that's it.
Speaking of, I haven't heard Trophies in a long ass time.
That's a main example of that song. Yeah. Is Trophies just being played during award ceremonies or niggas balling like the highlights. Other than that, you ain't going to that zone.
Go ahead.
Nah, talking about Drake athleticism. You see them hit that game winner 5-on-5.
He got a jump shot though. Everything else is trash.
Game winner in the 5-on-5.
Yeah, it was like a pickup game, and he was in the gym.
He got a legit jump shot, bro.
Handles, no buns. Handles buns.
I mean, I expect nothing from it. Hey. I'm not gonna lie, when they told me Andrew Wiggins from Canada, I was like, nah, this nigga can't be good. And then until that league, hoop, yeah. Now I know that, but before I was like, yeah, you know, they rugby. In soccer, in Canadian football, in hockey.
Nigga, what the fuck is Canadian football?
It's like football, but with Canadians, so.
They got slightly different rules.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure they run routes like Drake. Chris Carter said out there running. Chris Carter said out there routing them niggas.
All the butt niggas from down here end up in the CFL.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And they be routing niggas in the CFL.
That's crazy.
Yes. All right. So now let's segue to anime.
We ain't gonna see segue all the time.
All right, yeah, my bad, bro. Speaking of high school.
No.
Okay. Fuck
it. We wasn't even talking about high school.
Fuck. I don't know.
We wasn't talking about high school.
So segue, nigga. Go ahead. Keep.
Well, I gotta be like, all right now. So let's go.
This nigga to start barking.
He's
like, all right, now let's talk about God of High School. The most recent episode came out.
All right, cool.
It was real informative. It was showing everybody they about to reach a new level and they hold fighting styles and they doing teams.
You see, I had nothing nice to say about this topic. That's why I didn't segue it like how you just
Bruh, did. It was better. It was good.
Yeah, yours was great. This episode was trash.
Oh, this episode of God of High School?
Yeah.
It was, I felt like everybody was supposed to get a mentor, but the girl... I'd be thinking like she just like Sakura.
His grandpa is his mentor?
No, that's not his grandpa. That's one of the niggas from the six some shit.
I did not pay attention to this episode at all then.
Yeah, you didn't, bro. You did it at all, bro.
I was out of the zone, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, no cap. Everybody mentor, not lie. The main character, Jin mentor, or what his name was Jin, right?
Yeah, Marge.
His mentor, I ain't gonna lie, he didn't make no sense to me because he was like the doctor or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this nigga like one of.
I did not watch this episode at all.
No, nah, that nigga with the X, the old nigga with the big ass nose.
Old nigga with the big ass.
Yeah, sure as old nigga.
And he stuck the needle in his foot when he fell.
Okay, mm-hmm. I think I'm picking up.
Alright, I don't know how.
Why did I think this episode was trash if I didn't really watch it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I think it was trash.
Yeah, so I don't know how they correlate to making him stronger because he's a, like, the guy is mainly on healing and this nigga just want to fight strong people. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Like, the girl, her, like, quote-unquote, like, low-key mentor was the announcer, mm-hmm. and he was good at, like, nobody knew what he was good at swordsmanship, you know what I'm saying? And he taught her some shit. And then the guy, I forgot his name, the strong nigga...
What episode are we on? What episode
7.
Is? I watched episode 6.
Wait, were them fighting each other in the ring?
No, they wasn't fight. That was episode 5. Episode 6 was when you see his grandpa and they're talking. The nigga with the teeth. Okay, you don't know the nigga with the teeth. But the nigga with the teeth was fighting the other dude, Mark Park Moo.
Oh, LPO?
Yeah, in the park.
That was this episode.
Oh, and then the mouth came up from the ground?
Yeah, that was this episode.
That was this episode?
Yeah.
I ain't see no mentors. What was I watching?
So, okay, there was hella mentors.
I didn't see none of them,
The doctor nigga was Jin mentor.
I think you didn't make the connection.
You didn't make the connection.
Maybe. I think I stopped watching after that.
Jin mentor was a doctor nigga, and then the girl mentor was an announcer, but he ended up getting bagged, you know what I'm saying? But he was telling her how to like be a better swordsman with the moonlight style or whatever that shit is. And then Dowie, Mantle, was the nigga that was in control of the whole tournament. Mm-hmm. But it was just basically him explaining the higher powers, why they having a tournament. Mm-hmm. So basically mentoring him to want to get stronger. So like, you see like, they not going to do a time skip, but it was going to do it like, all right, everybody's going to train to be stronger because right, they about to have stronger enemies in this three-team part of the tournament.
Three-people team tournament.
So I felt like the only eye-opener was like the announcer being strong because I thought he was just a loud-mouth nigga, like my hero. Uh-huh. But that was, but when he died, I like, damn, they kind of like, that was kind of trash. Yeah, like, they had to kill the man.
I saw him die. Yeah. I saw somebody die. I need to go watch that episode again. All right, cool, cool, cool. Prince had wanted to talk about Ubisoft and everything going on over there.
So, Ubisoft.
Who is Ubisoft? Like,
yeah, I was going. I got this.
My bad, bro. Go ahead.
All right, Ubisoft is a French gaming company. They're most known for
For Honor.
Oh, I forgot they have.
Oh, they made For Honor.
Yeah, For Honor was lit.
Oh, nice trash.
They ain't come out with no new updates, no new characters. Yeah. It was lit for the time being with a nigga with the hammer and shit.
They have For Honor, Watch Dogs, and Assassin's Creed.
They had that little pirate monkey shit too.
Sea of Thieves, something like that. Something
It was like a spaceship.
Niggas ain't giving a fuck about it though.
Trailer was hard.
Yeah, like, it was like
I saw that trailer like 2 years ago, and I ain't see it again.
I think it was like Overwatch and Warzone combined,
like Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah, like similar like character design as Overwatch, and then they're doing a battle royale like motherfucking
Fortnite because it's not similar to Call of Duty.
I was saying like the animation style is like motherfucking Overwatch.
Okay, yeah, that's like Fortnite vibes, no lie. Yeah.
So, yeah, their biggest game is Assassin's Creed. Yeah, it's the biggest game. It's the biggest franchise. They have like 13, 14 games under this shit, right? Right. And like over the years, there's always like rumors going on like what each new game is going to be like and everything. And like these past few years, I've been hearing about, oh, there's going to be a female assassin. And I never really thought too much about it. I'm like, oh, it'd be cool to play as the female. That a game where you could play like half as a man. So you could play as rather the guy. You there's twins. So you could play as rather the boy twin or the girl twin. Wait. So you can play as the boy twin or the girl twin.
Okay.
So that was like the first foray into the like female. Oh no, it wasn't the first, but it's like where one of the main games had a female character, and I fucked with the female character. So I'm like, oh, it's cool. You know, if they ever put a female character, assassin out as the main character, I'll fuck with it. So then, like the next two games, they're like, oh, there's gonna be a female character. Nah, they scrapped the idea. Come to find out that there has been like a culture of misogyny and like women, not abuse, but like sexual abuse and all that. Like there's allegations, there's like thousands of allegations that they've that the execs were sexually harassing the female workers. And even like every time a female was supposed to be like the main character of one of the games, of one of the Assassin's Creed games, they said no, they'll like scratch it off. Like the last game that came out, the one before this one, was supposed to be 20% the guy, 80% his wife. Like the guy was supposed to die. They scrapped it. They said, all right, it's going to only be the guy, and then his wife is going to have like a couple of missions. Then this next game, they're like, all right, fuck it. We're going to have a female character only. Like, right before production, like right before they put the game out, they're like, nah, we're gonna put a male character in. Like you can choose between the female character and the male character. So like it looks bad now, like they're saying all of this and then they have all these sexual harassment like allegations. So it's now it looks like, yo, they really don't like women.
Yeah. Damn, that's why I stopped playing Foreigner. I felt something in my spirit. You know what I mean?
So I'm not even gonna laugh at that, bro.
I am not gonna
laugh. He knew, bro.
He knew you had a feeling, bro.
I go lot of in Fort Arnold, they had a fire. They had a couple fire ass girl characters.
Yeah, bro. They had some fire ass characters in Assassin's Creed.
I spent some bread on Fort Arnold.
Damn, I'm dead, this nigga. All right.
Video getting dummy. Speaking of spending bread.
Bro, I just bought a black dude on Warzone. Nah, I just bought a black dude on Warzone with a gold face mask.
That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Hard. That's hard. Ain't you want to tell niggas about your kill streak?
Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta. All right, Mio.
Let me finish. All right, so apparently they're raising the price of video games again.
Damn.
Like, I forgot what the reason was, but they're like, they were trying to justify why video games are now going to be $70. Like,
damn. Bro, I don't buy that much games, bro, so I'm Gucci.
Nah, nigga, that's still going to be a problem when you do buy games.
Yeah. They can buy a brand new game for $70.
Damn.
Like, nigga, we used to be buying brand new games for $50.
Nigga, for the 15, nigga. When you go to GameStop in the hood and get the used toy games, the used games with the new games.
Yeah. That shit have finessed. Niggas don't return games no more. They just chuck that hell.
Gee, bro, I miss Blockbuster.
Because GameStop
is. I know, I miss Blockbuster like most.
GameStop giving niggas $5 for the brand new game.
Bro, they be holding your ass.
They literally say that once you open the case, like, that's it. Because they don't know what you did. They don't know if you copy the game. So they only going to give
Walmart
you like $1.
Walmart do that too.
Walmart, Best Buy, everyone.
It just depends who you run into in customer service.
Yeah, I never had a problem at Walmart. But I've had that issue come up at GameStop. Niggas won't even take Pokemon back.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't. But I had my highest PR in Warzone, 15 kills in a solo match, and I won first place. I be talking shit to these little kids. I be telling them to go back to Fortnite.
Yo, you got to hop on GTA. Bruh. Do the same thing.
Nah, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. Call of Duty, did they dollar with Warzone because they brought back Call of Duty Toxic. Toxic life back, cause boy, niggas be saying some shit. Play Cyber Attack, bro. You get at least like in between each match, you get at least 15 seconds of talking shit, and niggas be going ham.
Dog, I miss doing that shit, bro. Like, I remember once GTA kicked me, like banned me from talking. I remember it was GTA or it was Rockstar or Xbox banned me from talking for like 2 months. Cause I was talking mad shit and someone reported me.
I'm about to be talking shit too, bro.
I remember if I was playing, I think I was playing Call of Duty at the same time too. So I was like, yo, why is no one listening to me, bro? And then I see this thing, this message like, hey, you can't talk till September 29th. I was like, damn.
Damn. Yeah, he writes a date.
Yeah, bro, I'll be talking shit. We all be talking shit, dude. But white kids, they be saying low-key racist shit.
Oh, yeah. You don't say racist shit back?
Yeah, they be saying racist shit back. But, like, it was one kid, like, every time he got up the mic, bro, he was like, bada bada.
What?
Like, no. Like, what he said, it was the, Popeye's Chicken song? Not the song. The saying.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Yeah.
And like, he did an opening beat.
Love that chicken from Popeye. That's how you hear it, like. And you know you got Ryan like, fuck you white ass bitch. Like, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
Yeah, bro. So you know, Call of Duty Toxic Life is coming back, bro.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, man. So you know, we gonna see y'all in what?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Two weeks.
I ain't gonna see none of y'all in 2 weeks.
Where you going? You going to Dubai?
No, bitch. Oh, we can't see them. They can hear us.
This nigga's high.
This nigga's really high. He's really, really
this
high.
This nigga's high.
He's high as fuck.
I ain't gonna see them. Man. You ain't gonna see them either.
We all gonna see each other, bro.
We gonna see each other.
But we'll see each other later at a stripper party.
I'm not.
What time that joint
start? I'm not doing it.
You not going to the stripper party?
No.
Nigga throw no ones?
No.
I'm not going to throw ones either.
But what type of strippers you got, though? You got, like, the legit strippers?
Bro,
like,
we going to find out,
bro. I don't know, but the last one I went to was in that legit, bro. She like,
Yo. We going to see y'all. We going to see y'all in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to the Lit, Loud, and Lazy.